Maseches Arla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnahs over here discuss bittul, nullifying different things, Arla as well as other things in the majority. Midoraisa, anytime you have a minority and a majority, it's nullified. But in certain areas, Chazal required a greater amount to nullify, as we see the Mishnahs. Hatruma, utrumas meiser, shel demai. Hachalav Abikurim, a list of four things here. Standard truma, which has to be given to the kain. Trumas meiser from demai, that's the truma that's removed from the meiser rishon of demai produce. This is also given to the kain. Hachala, the portion of chal that's separated from the dough and given to the kain. Vabikurim, which is the first grown fruit from the Shivas Aminim that is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's also given to the kahanim. All these things, Olam be'echad u'mea, they need 1 in 100 to be nullified. U'mitzarfim zem zeh, and the different things here can combine. The different types of truma or chal bikurim can combine with each other to make a larger proportion that will no longer be nullified anymore in the mixture that they're in. If there's two parts, one part chal, one part truma, in 100, so they'll combine that they won't be able to be nullified. As well as v'tzarech laharam, when they are nullified, 1 in 100, by these four things, you have to be mirim, you have to remove the amount of that type of truma, chal or bikurim, that was in there. You have to remove that amount, even with the nullification, you still have to remove that amount and give it to the kain, because you cannot cause the kain a loss of the money that was owed to him from these truma, chal or bikurim. That's the first category. The next category is Ha'arla v'Kalai Karim. When it comes to Arla, which we've been talking about, and Kalai Karim, this is Kalaim of the vineyard, when grain was planted next to the grapevines and made Kalaim, these things are not given to the kain, they just become forbidden for benefit. Eilim b'echad u'masayim, one needs 1 in 200 to become nullified. U'mitzarfim zeh m'zeh, according to the Tanakhama, they combine. So if there's 198 parts, Chulin, and then two parts, one Arla and one Kalai Karim, they'll combine to prevent the nullification. V'ein Tzarech Laharam, these things, when they are nullified, you don't have to remove a portion because it's not something that's belonging to the kain, so you don't have to remove a portion and give it to anyone. It's just nullified and there's nothing else that needs to be done. Reb Shimon comes to argue on the one point, and he says, Einam Mitzarfen, these two things, Arla and Kalai Karim, they won't combine to prevent nullification. They each have their own separate thing. Only the previous list, the Trumas and Chal and Bikurim, they combine because the Torah refers to them all as the name of Truma. And since they all have a similar name in the Torah, so they can combine with each other. But these two things, Arla and Kalai Karim, don't share a similar name, and they cannot combine anymore. Rebbe Lezer says it depends when they can combine. Mstarfim b'naisen tam, when it comes to something that's nice and tam, when the flavor is spread out through the entire mixture, then they will be mitzarif. And this is by a wet mixture, a liquid. So then the flavor automatically spreads throughout the liquid. So then we will combine parts of Arla and parts of Kalai Karim to prevent the nullification. Avaloi lesser, but not to prohibit when it's dried, when it's in a dry mixture and it doesn't share, it's not nice and tam, it doesn't spread taste throughout the whole mixture. So then we won't combine the two parts, the Arla and the Kalai Karim. Mishnah base. Hatruma maila es ha'arla. Truma can cause the nullification of arla. Va'arla es ha'truma. And arla also can cause the nullification of truma. Ketzad, how is this so? Sa truma shenafla mea. If one sa of truma fell into 100 parts of non-truma. And the Mefarshim point out over here, and it's clear from the rest of the Mishnah, that we're talking about a little bit less than 100. Because there was not automatically an immediate nullification 1 to 100. There was one part truma to a little less than 100. For example purposes, 99.5. Sa chulin, and there's no bittul yet. Va'achakach naflu shleisha kavin arla, and then three kavin of arla, which is half of a saw, three kav is half of a saw, there's six kav in a saw, so then three kav, which is half of a saw of arla, fell in to the mixture. Now there's 99.5 saw chulin, half a saw of arla, and a full saw of truma. Ay shlesha kavin klei karm, or it was either three kavin of arla or three kavin of klei karm of kalim that fell into it. Zuhi sha truma milas arla va arla sa truma. In this case, both the truma will cause nullification of the arla, and the arla will cause nullification of the truma, because now in this mixture there's 100 parts that's not truma that will nullify the one part truma. There's also 200 parts that's not arla or kalayim that nullifies the half a saw that is arla or kalayim. So in this case, the truma can complete the 200 parts non-arla, non-kalayim, and the arla and the kalayim can complete the 100 parts non-truma to cause a nullification of each other and to permit the mixture.